Now, Iran, Russia, and Turkey have agreed to bring the Syrian government and opposition groups for a face-to-face Congress in a bid to reach a peace agreement between the two sides. The trio agreed to discuss a proposal in accordance with the Geneva process supported by the United Nations. Now, a statement by the Russian Foreign Ministry indicated that 33 Syrian organizations were invited to the Congress of the Syrian National Dialogue in the Russian city of Sochi on November the 18th. The decision was made following the seventh round of talks on the Syrian crisis in the Kazakh capital, Astana. The previous rounds of talks, which started in January, resulted in the cessation of hostilities in many areas across Syria. The negotiations in Astana have been running parallel to the UN brokered Geneva talks. Joining us via Skype from Ohio is Gordon Duff. He's a senior editor with Veterans Today. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Duff. Now, it seems that Russia, Iran, and China are ready to move away from just localized de-escalation zones and build up on that. What do you make of this face-to-face proposal of talks?
You have to look at the changes on the ground since the last time these talks were held. Take Idlib province first. That's the area adjacent to that little finger of Turkey that comes down along Mediterranean Syria. Now, that area was held entirely by Jabhat al-Nusra only 3 or 4 months ago. Today, the SDF has a major presence there, and that's the U.S.-backed Kurdish forces, although there has never been a Kurdish presence as far as settlers go or ethnic groups in Idlib. And Turkey has moved a significant military force into the region as well, is rumored to be setting up 8 bases. Idlib is sitting over Syria's largest gas and oil untapped reserves. The rest of the reserves, of course, are being chased down right now as ISIS is retreating to the edge of the Iraqi border. Now, in southern Syria, along the Jordanian border, there are only a few rebel groups still functioning. They're going to be at the table, certainly, surrounded, pushed back. They've lost their support in Jordan. They've lost their support from Israel to a large extent. They've lost their major support from Saudi Arabia. They're going to settle very quickly because the Syrian Arab Army within 3 months will be turning on each one of them, one by one. Now, the player that's not at the table is the United States. The player that's not at the table is the SDF. And they're controlling a fair amount of northern and now eastern Syria. And that division is going to be the telling one. As far as the rebel groups, the Free Syrian Army and their dozens, if not hundreds of separate wings, and there have been so many, their day is over. They're done. And it's time for them to throw in the towel. And this is a chance for them to do that, save face, and leave with something in the process while they still can.
Right. So, Mr. Duff, you're saying that despite the logistics still being worked out as far as this face-to-face Congress is concerned, there is a high chance that there will be that political will on part of different groups to reach some form of a settlement.
Well, there's every bit of encouragement now. They, if we took the clock back to 2012, 2013, when these groups were getting huge payoffs from the U.S. and others, their leaders living in comfort in Switzerland, while their fighters had full backing from Turkey, full backing from Israel, full backing from Saudi Arabia. Well, that Israeli-Saudi-Turkish alliance has fallen apart. With it no longer there, with Russian aerospace forces now on the ground for over 2 years in Syria, there's a chance to bring this to end. President Assad has always seen that there's been a need for reform. You know, it was always my impression that Assad agreed to accept the presidency in order to reform Syria on his own. And I believe that Syria would have reformed, and it needs reforming, there's no question about that, had this invasion, and it's not a civil war, not really. Had this invasion not come, Syria would have gone through a process of liberalization and democratization. You know, they certainly hold elections there, but the holdovers from the Assad family Ba'athist history mm-hmm. is still there, and it still limits what the Syrian people can do.
Okay, that's Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today, joining us via Skype from Ohio. Mr. Duff, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.